You're listening to SBS News.
Concerns are being raised about the safety of a coronavirus vaccine if and when one becomes available. A vaccine being trialled by Oxford University has emerged as one of the most likely contenders. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has not ruled out enforcing new measures to immunise Australians against COVID-19, similar to the no jab, no play policy for children. The Australian Medical Association is confident there will be a rush to obtain the vaccine once it's available. But AMA President Omar Khorshid warns there could be risks to fast-tracking vaccines, which usually take years to develop.
The challenge with COVID is how to get a safe vaccine out right or all over the world to 7 billion people in a fast-track way and make sure it's safe. And there will have to be some abbreviations to that process that means that the long-term safety won't be as sure as normal.
The federal government promises any approved vaccine will be rigorously tested to ensure it is safe. Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Alison McMillan says clear, accurate information will be provided to Australians.
Australia has very, very strong regulatory systems in place to ensure that if and when any vaccine becomes available, it will go through all of those necessary checks and balances to ensure that it's provided safely and effectively to the Australian community. And we won't sidestep those necessary requirements.
An Australian-developed vaccine is still a possibility, with a candidate currently in phase one clinical trials at the University of Queensland. Paul Young, the head of the university's vaccine research team, estimates it will be ready by the middle of next year. Professor Young says the program is built on 10 years of research and the team won't be cutting corners when it comes to safety.
What we're doing is coming up with new ways of accelerating that program, not shortcutting the safety and efficacy outcomes of those studies. The hope of some in the community is that the way this is progressing might actually inform subsequent clinical studies to hopefully speed up drugs and vaccines for other diseases in the future.
And Adelaide scientists are also testing a new vaccine at Flinders University, dubbed COVAX-19. Lead researcher Nikolai Petrovsky is calling for Australians to be kept informed about the different types of vaccines in development.
So I think it's important that the government give the community as many choices as possible over which vaccine they choose to take. There are obviously a number of different technologies out there. And for example, our COVAX-19 vaccine is a synthetic protein. So unlike Oxford's vaccine, which is a live virus, we wouldn't expect the same reactogenicity and safety issues with our vaccines.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.